Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I am so excited that you're here. Thank you for just joining me on this episode on how to spend quiet time with God. I also want to make sure that if you're here and you haven't already, make sure you just hit the follow button wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it's iTunes or Spotify. That way you get notified with each episode that airs and you don't have to go search for it again. But I also want to invite you inside of our free Facebook community where I answer your questions and I share about mental health and God and really healing from hurt and welcoming God into your pain. I think that we have really done ourselves a disservice by believing that our quiet time has to be a very specific way. I think that our quiet time will not always produce a feeling, but we can guarantee that every single time we show up, we can become transformed. You may not feel it, but when we're reading, we're being inspired by the Holy Spirit. And we know this because it's not about what we do by effort. It's the Holy Spirit that brings a transformation. So when we hear God's voice in our quiet time, and it's to feel peace and it should prove his word. When we're reading that, that is what is most important, is that whatever we're reading, we want to make sure that it is proving his word. So we hear peace and we think of the absence of conflict. Peace is not the absence of conflict, but the absence of inner turmoil. We can know how we hear by where our desires lead us. So does godly counsel confirm what we hear in our quiet time? And does what we hear edify, comfort, or convict? And the reason why I'm talking about how we hear and hearing God's voice in our quiet time about feeling peace and proving his word is that we want to know what we're paying attention to. And that is the thoughts that we're thinking. And so we want to know where our desires are leading us. So what is the purpose of quiet time? Every single relationship becomes stronger when both parties spend physical time together. Now, it might not be physical, but maybe it's over the phone. However, we still need physical in-person together time. You learn about someone quickly and intimately the more you spend one-on-one time with them, right? Think about your friendships, think about your marriage and your family. You know them on a very intimate level that somebody else would not know them. And that's because over time you have spent one-on-one time with them. So therefore, it's only through time spent in God's word do we learn about him and get to know his heart. We can't grow in his likeness if we don't know what he's like, right? And we don't trust people that we don't know, and we don't trust people that we don't have a relationship with. So in our quiet time, it refreshes our soul, it restores our hope, it convicts us to hear better and to bear better fruit, and it leads us to truth. All right, so let's talk about like, why is it important to have quiet time? And I keep saying quiet time because that's often the word that we used. And I'm here to tell you that not every time you meet with God, it's going to be quiet. You're going to have kids running around. You're going to have a husband getting ready for work. That is what happens for me every morning. I usually sit down and he's still getting ready for work and he's asking me questions. And so I do get some quiet time quiet time in quotations after he leaves. But there are times when you're just reading that it's not going to be this solitude, quiet moment. And I want to give you permission, especially if you're a mom, to know that it's okay, that there can be screaming kids, the Bible can be on the counter while you're cooking dinner. Like, I just want you to know that spending time in his word is more important than how it looks. What's important is that you just set a time to meet with God every day, to have conversations and prayers throughout the day, because he's always with us. However, spending time with him and setting a time to read with him and be with him is important for our spiritual growth. Reading his word is when you get to learn about who he is, and this forms our theology. Learning about God and knowing our theology, it forms our devotion. And theology is the study of God. And so knowing his character, and when we study him and know who he is, it really begins to show our devotion and our heart toward him. It no longer becomes a task. It becomes something that we know is always time well spent, and that, again, he's always transforming us. So whether you're anxious, stressed, happy, sad, lonely, or any feeling, God wants to hear from you. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us to cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God does care for you, and he wants you to give all your worries over to him. He knows. He knows that we are not strong enough on our own, which is why he delights in carrying our burdens and giving us peace. But through our quiet time, we can have peaceful communication with our Lord and Savior. So quiet time calls us to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to him in his word. Jesus tells us that we must abide in him in order to bear fruit for his name. This is important. When we're sitting with Jesus, or standing, or in the car, or wherever we are, in the bathroom, let's just be honest, in the bathroom, doctor's office, we in those moments get to abide. And when we abide, we bear fruit for his name and in his name. And you can read that in John 15:1-4. And so if this is something that you really wrestle with, if you wrestle with coming to God, if you wrestle with showing up, if you feel angry and anxious and you don't know how to process that, or maybe you felt neglected and abandoned and lonely, I want you to sign up for the wait list of my course, Spiritual Growth Framework. This is going to be the perfect opportunity for you to get in on 6 weeks with me. It's going to be $297, or you can do the payment plan for 3 months, $105 each month. But I'm being upfront and honest with you about the price. I know that most people don't do that, but I don't care what most people are doing. I want you to know so that you can plan and budget, but I want you to get on the wait list. Head to the show notes, wherever you're listening, and click on the link, jessicahuddle.com/waitlist, to get on the wait list, to join me, to go through this course all about spiritual growth so that you can really lean in and learn to trust God. Because a lot of not trusting comes from the pain that we've carried. So yeah, we're going to talk about setting boundaries and forgiveness and what it means to know your worth and identity in Christ, talking about spirit and soul and body and emotions and feelings. This is all important in our spiritual growth. So again, jessicahuddle.com/waitlist, get on the wait list. Okay. So now, what do you do with your time? What do you do with your time when you're in that quiet time with God? I fully believe the length of the quiet time doesn't matter, but it should be enough time to meditate on what was read and then pray about it or anything else that comes to mind. For me, in the conversations that I've had with so many people and the sermons and the podcasts and the things I've listened to, I am not interested in the fact that you've read the Bible for 10 hours a day for the last 5 weeks. I'm interested in how that is going from your head into your heart and how you're living transformed through it. Action and faith go together. And so this is not just about head knowledge. This isn't about how much you can acquire. It's, are you allowing the Spirit to transform you? So to me, it's not about the length. Now, of course, should we be studying his word every day? Yes, I've said that already in this episode. But What's important is our consistency and our time spent with him. And do we understand what we're reading? I also released an episode on how to study the Bible for beginners. You can listen to that episode where it goes in depth about studying the Bible. Also, you can get on the wait list for my course that I just mentioned, and we talk about that. But really, drawing near to God is a rewarding experience. And once it's a regular habit of quiet time is created, I think a specific time for study and prayer is really eagerly looked forward to. But every believer, if you are a follower of Jesus, we need time with the Lord. If Jesus himself needed it, how much more do we? I was just reading, I'm reading the Bible in a chronological order right now. And I think I was in Matthew this morning. I'm in the New Testament, and a lot of the stories are over, are repeating, right, through the Gospels. And I was reading when John the Baptist got beheaded and Jesus went away by himself to pray. And it goes right into him feeding the 5,000. And after he feeds the 5,000, he sends the disciples away on the boat to go over across the shore to the land, and he goes up the mountain to pray by himself. And it was after these very specific moments, when John the Baptist, who he held dear, had passed, he was beheaded, and Jesus found out, and he went away alone. And then after spending the day with the 5,000 and feeding them, he also sought solitude with the Father. So this tells us that there is space between the world and what is happening in our time with the Father. And so it matters. The Bible is one big story about God and Jesus, and it's a story of God's love for his people. He created us, and he longs to be in relationship with us, but he will never force himself into our lives. It's up to us to seek him. If we slow down and listen, we'll hear his call. And, you know, when we're in quiet time, I think there's two ways that we can read. We can read the scriptures, just continually reading them and knowing what they are. And then there is scripture study, where you're actually studying, you're taking a deeper look into what the scriptures mean. And so some days in your time, in your quiet time, it might look like you're reading the passages. You want to be able to quote them and memorize them, so when situations happen, you can speak the word of God. Other times, it might be you're on a couple passages that you want to go deeper in and you want to understand the meaning. So then you start to study the scripture. They both go hand in hand. It's not one or the other. It's both. And so we seek, we're curious and learn about how God is working. We're humble. We're acknowledging his authority and all that he is. We're receptive. We're ready to take in what God might really reveal to us. Again, I go into more ways to grow your relationship with God, and that can be found in my course, Spiritual Growth Framework. But I want you to sign up, get on the wait list. Again, it's going to be $297. We're going to be together for 6 weeks in a very intimate setting. We're going to be able to text and voice memo each other, and you're going to be with a group of women, or you can do the payment plan for 3 months as well. But I'm going to be upfront, just as always. And this isn't a secret. This is just about growing deeper with the Lord and just asking yourself, what would it be like if I actually trusted God? What would it be like if I actually believed that he loved me and lived that out? What would it be like if I wasn't holding my breath every 5 seconds and feeling this huge wave of anxiety come over me? Those are some questions I just want you to ask yourself. Know that I'm here for you. You can sign up to get on the wait list. You can join us inside the Facebook group, and make sure you hit follow on the podcast so you get encouragement every single week. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live.
Do you struggle with feelings of deep loneliness, fear of rejection, or FOMO? Do you battle depression and anxiety on a daily basis? Are you unsure of how to handle it all? Do you want to learn how to make better and wiser decisions, deal with past trauma, heal from heartbreak, walk in forgiveness, all from a biblical perspective. I know what it feels like to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders while feeling like you are slowly drowning in it all. I wished I could get rid of the pain that I felt, yet I couldn't understand how God loved me on a personal level. Imagine if you had a framework where someone was there to help guide you on how to handle it all while growing your relationship with God and finally learning how to trust Him. This isn't about just praying away your feelings, your loneliness. This is about knowing you don't have to accept them, but you get to walk with the Lord through them. That's why I created the Spiritual Growth Framework course, where I teach you how to heal your heart and your life on the most practical level from a biblical perspective. Friend, it's not about how much you know, but how much you believe about what you know. You don't have to pray away your pain or pretend like it doesn't exist anymore. You don't have to memorize scripture hoping it will all go away. Is memorizing scripture important? Yes, but it's not the only thing. God's with you now and forever. He cares about your pain and your feelings. In my Spiritual Growth Framework course, you'll be able to walk away with practical application steps to heal every day, not just on long weekends or in the perfect quiet time. I'm here to show you how healing is possible, even in the smallest pockets of time. What if you said goodbye to emotional wounds, unforgiveness, and pain, and say hello to a newfound relationship with God? A place where you feel safe, heard, seen, and loved. A place where you feel like you didn't have to hide. Head on over to jessicahoddle.com/heal to join me today inside of my Spiritual Growth Framework course, where your feelings have a seat at the table but will no longer be the centerpiece. It's time to heal your heart and your life. Head to jessicahoddle.com/heal to get started, and I'll see you there, friend.